You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Last Thursday, legislators in Iowa passed a bill that will allow state residents to seek medical and religious exemptions from employers' vaccine mandates and will guarantee unemployment benefits for those who are fired for refusing to get their shots. Nearly 7,000 people have died from COVID-19 in Iowa, but the state's governor has staunchly opposed mask and vaccine mandates and has said she will sign this bill after it passes. Last Wednesday, the journal Lancet Global Health published trial results indicating that fluvoxamine, an inexpensive antidepressant, could be an effective treatment for reducing hospitalization for high-risk adults who get COVID-19. The pill is generally used to treat depression and OCD, but also reduces inflammation. A course of the pill for COVID-19 treatment would cost $4. Questions remain about dosing and whether it could be used for lower-risk patients, but these are still promising results. And Tonga, an island nation in the Pacific, logged its first-ever coronavirus case today when someone entering on a commercial flight from New Zealand tested positive upon arrival. This individual had been fully vaccinated and tested negative before boarding the flight. The country's prime minister has said that the island could go into lockdown if more people test positive. So far, around 49% of Tongans have received at least one dose of a vaccine.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.